Enjoy responsibly. Fresca is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company. Fresca trademark mixed 5% alcohol per volume vodka spritz vodka with natural flavors and artificial sweeteners. Tequila Paloma, tequila with natural flavor. All products per 12 fluid ounce average analysis, 100 calories, 0 grams protein, 0 grams fat. Carbs range from 1.3 to 1.6 grams.
Action Park Media.
All right, welcome to a new episode of Victory the Podcast. I am Kevin Connolly.
I'm Kevin Dillon.
Wow.
Crickets.
No Doug Ellen.
Nothing.
Doug Ellen is not, for the first time ever, not on the podcast.
He's got an injury, right?
He's got an injury. He's got a
legit injury?
A vocal injury.
So it's like he tore his hammy or something.
Doug to not record a victory or a ramble on.
Well, it's because he records too often. He lost his voice.
He talks so much, he lost his voice. But you know what, Kev? Since Doug is out of town, what do we do?
When the cat's away.
The mice will play.
Yes, we will.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Irish crickets. Sorry, Doug. You know what? Let's be honest, Kev. We're drinking.
These aren't real Irish crickets.
Well, they are.
I mean, It's a seltzer. It's a light seltzer.
It's a light seltzer. We shouldn't even be doing the ad read, but it's for a very high-end company.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, they're good. And it's hot, and they're good on the golf course.
It should be Guinness with you and me.
With me, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, do you drink, are you a beer guy on the course?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, these seltzers are good. They go down nice.
You know, I like to see how nine goes. If I'm killing it after nine, I don't drink anything.
Right, you see how the round is going.
Yeah, I want to break 80. If I got a chance of breaking 80.
Right, so if you at the turn, if you're like, whatever, this
at
round
the turn,
is,
if I had two double bogeys in the front, I'm like, all right, give me a cold one.
Let's show Irish crickets. Yep. Right. Yeah, I always find that same thing, too. Like, or if somebody were like, hey, you want to take offer a hit of a weed pen or something?
You can't do it.
Until you can't alter it until you see how the round's going.
Yeah.
Right.
If it goes downhill, sometimes it could save you a round, too, oddly.
That's what I'm saying.
You get all loosey-goosey, and you start ripping the ball.
Take the edge off. You stop thinking so hard about it.
Speaking of golf.
You're going to Mexico?
I am going to Mexico. A little charity golf event.
A little charity golf
Cancun-ish.
Event. Now, you travel with your clubs?
I do a lot, but I'm not going to for this. I'm going to be gone for 4 days. It's a pain in the ass. And usually they have great, it's a good golf course. They're going to have great clubs.
I've never traveled with my clubs. I mean,
it's a pain in the ass, bro.
It's a fucking pain in the ass.
I keep a set in New York and one in LA, so I don't have to do that.
Right. So at whatever coast you're on.
Yeah. Problem is you really get used to your driver and your wet, especially your sand wedge.
Yeah.
Your 60 degree. I got to have that.
I need my 60. In fact,
Are you using a 60? I didn't even think you were using one last time.
I'll take my 60 over my driver. Like, give me my putter and my 60.
Just hit 3 wood.
That's my only.
Don't hit driver.
I do. I'm at the point now, Kev, where I can't avoid it, right? Like, it's easy to pull the 3 wood out or pull a different club out of the bag, but I just have to play through my driver problems.
You do. And by the way, you told me you played 9 holes.
I shot a 44.
Thanks for the invite, bro.
I did it last second. It's actually funny because I felt bad because a couple dudes asked me yesterday to play today. And I said, I can't. And then last night at the last minute, I grabbed an early tee time and I saw them on the course today.
Shit.
It was a little awkward. I mean, I was playing by myself, though. I played 9 by myself. So, yo, Kev, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. You're in the Tesla world.
Yeah, I love it, bro. I absolutely love it.
You understand. You get it now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I initially got the Tesla as soon as I saw the war was going to happen in Ukraine, and I went to the Tesla dealer in Camarillo, and I said, I'm going to do it.
Now, what about the Tesla? What about the war in Ukraine? Like, gas prices and everything was going to be crazy. Really?
Yeah.
Is that what prompted you to get the Tesla?
Yes, it did. I knew that price was going to go way up, and they did.
Yeah.
And I drive right by gas stations with my middle finger up.
I love it. It is the greatest feeling in the whole world.
Plug it in at night, and I got a full tank every morning. It's great, and it's American.
Yeah, and it is American.
And it's lightning fast.
It is. It's incredible. You know, it's funny, because you're like a car guy, right? So you're like an engines guy. Yeah. You're a horsepower
guy. And I kind of hate that I can't work on a Tesla.
I know, right? There's nothing to do, bro. It's a cell phone battery.
Well, there must be problems with them occasionally, but I wouldn't know how to fix them. So.
Yeah, there's nothing to fix.
You have to bring it in.
Yeah, you have to bring it in. It's like a battery. But I guess my point is I knew that you would like the bells and whistles that come along with the Tesla.
Yeah.
But it's not a car. But once you get hooked on it, There's no turning back.
Dude, there's no turning back. I still have my Camaro I got to sell.
Right.
I got the two Camaros. I'm going to keep the 69 Camaro.
You keep one.
And I got a 63 Vette. I'm going to keep that. I still got my, you know, muscle cars.
Right. You still got your muscle cars. And are they currently working, the muscle cars?
My 69 Firebird. Yeah, they all run. Yeah.
I was thinking, you remember about the time we went to Saratoga and it was a big race?
Dude, that was terrible. That was terrible. That was my 69 Firebird.
And that was a car.
I don't know what I was thinking about driving that car in New York.
It was so hot.
I still have that car, but I had to replace that engine.
On that trip?
Yes.
Wow.
I was driving out with Paul Kelly. Was I with Paul Kelly?
You with somebody. Okay. And you, yeah, what were you
I
on?
I forget
the,
who I was with.
What were you on the, what road were you on? You were like in the middle.
I was on the Taconic.
You were on the Taconic.
And the thing just blew up because I didn't realize it was overheating because the thermostat went.
But that's what I'm saying. That's
the whole thing just went.
That's the only problem with muscle cars. It's inevitable, right? Even if you are good at
not
it.
Really. I just, you know.
Just one of those things that time.
You got to keep up on your equipment, you know? And that was my New York car. I didn't drive it a lot.
Right.
And I shouldn't be taking it that far.
It's far.
From Amerenik to Saratoga is like 4 hours.
Right.
It's like crazy to take an old car that you haven't driven all year.
You know, you remember when I was telling you about Gem Mint 10, right? It's our horse that we're a part of.
How's that going?
Kev, we're contractually connected to this horse. We got it. We have a piece of this horse. And the horse is going to run its first race, I think.
And it's called Gem?
G-E-M Mint 10. Gem Mint 10.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Gem Mint 10.
Bottom line is we could go to Saratoga and watch our horse that we have in the literally have a horse in the race.
Yeah. Is he going to run in Saratoga this year?
He's
going
to run in Saratoga soon. He's going to run in Saratoga soon.
So unprofessional, man.
That is very
unprofessional. Keeping my ringer on like that.
Doug is having, I guess Doug's having a gender reveal.
Yeah, I thought I was going to, you know.
Keep that a secret.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was out there.
Yeah, it was out there. I
can't believe he's doing it. I cannot believe he's doing it. He's told me so many times, right. I'm done with kids, never again.
Well, what does it say? God's laughing while everyone's making plans?
Yeah,
however that goes.
Sarah's so great. And
yeah. I mean, listen.
A great woman will make you want that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And, you know, but it's funny because you're not a gender reveal guy. I mean, it's a new thing.
No.
Your kids are. But
they never did it
you
when my kids were born.
There was no such thing as gender reveal. Yeah.
I would do it. I mean, just.
Yeah.
I would do it for the girl.
Right, you know. Right. I mean, we did a little version of it for Kennedy where it was like,
I remember that.
You filled up a balloon, you popped a balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's the thing. But some people do some wild shit. I don't know what Doug's
going to
do.
So, wait, when you reveal, did you know it in advance?
So, I knew. I got the call. I spoke to the doctor. I went to the store and filled up the balloon and did all that kind of stuff. Okay. So, I was the only one that knew. I had to kind of keep my poker face.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, it was it's fun, right? It was fun. It was fun for the girl, but I just knowing Doug, I don't know. What are they just going to have? Like, who knows with Doug? He might have fighter pilots.
What do you mean fighter pilots? He's going to have planes going over.
Who knows? But Doug is like, I don't think Doug's just going to be like
Top Gun 2.
Little popper.
I saw Top Gun 2, by the way.
And you loved it, right?
I loved it. It was really good, man.
Really good. Better than the first one.
Way better. Way better.
You ever work with Cruise?
The first one does not hold up that well. I never did work with Cruise, but I did meet him at the Born on the 4th of July premiere. I was just about to start the Doors.
Oh, so the Doors.
And we hung out for like a half hour. He's a great guy.
Right. You guys, you go way back with so many of those dudes.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really is, man.
I mean, you think about it. What was your first, Kev, what was your first big movie?
Well, Platoon. Well, I guess Heaven Help Us was kind of big, right? I mean, that was, I mean, it was big for its time.
Right. At the time you walked in, and how long had you been acting? Like, or
I
actively?
Only did one movie before that, so I was real green. I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Right, but did you have like a long audition process before you finally landed a movie, or like did you
no,
have a bunch of
No, not really.
Misses?
I kind
of
landed, you know, I auditioned a couple times, got the first movie, and then I got Heaven Help Us pretty quick. Yeah.
So that Heaven Help Us, and then that rolled
you
right
know,
in.
Of
that
course, that process, you know how the audition process, especially back then, I think I went in like six times, and then.
You go in to read, they bring you in for direct, they just keep bringing you back and back and back and back and back.
Yeah.
Who directed Heaven Help Us? Do you remember?
Michael Dinner. Great, great director.
Michael Dinner. Did he do anything else?
Oh, what was that show? The really famous TV show. I can't remember what it's called.
You and I have terrible memories.
Who's in the booth?
Dave is in the booth, but you know how that goes. How many times have you got Dylan? He's muttering under his breath. How could you have not gotten sugar for Dylan's coffee?
He got me Splenda. Do I look like a Splenda guy?
Splenda guy?
I went to the thing. They had a whole bunch of sugars, and I just grabbed the first thing.
But you wouldn't just think that, you know, Kevin, like, you grabbed the first thing you saw. It could have been salt and pepper.
There was, like, no, there was a sugar tray. One was purple, yellow, white.
You should have grabbed all of them.
Grab one of them.
That's all right, Dave. I appreciate the coffee. I'm doing a grappuccino anyway.
That's it, bro. You see what you've done? Dog is going to take it out on you when Dylan and I go on a weekend drinking bender.
Mother Ellen. Getting on our case about this.
Oh, yeah. That'd be crazy. It is
I'm dying to know that TV show that Michael Dinner did now. No, I'm going
to
look it up.
It is weird
right now
to be doing the podcast without Doug. It's weird. It's
Michael
it's
Dinner, director.
What else?
It is weird.
It's weird. Like, on kind of one hand, it's like quiet. I'm looking at that empty seat, and part of it makes me sad. Part of it makes me a little bit sad. That's it.
Yeah.
And you know he's got a band injury.
Back in here.
Yeah, you know he's got a band injury because he didn't do that or ramble on.
Have you talked to him?
That's what I'm saying. He literally can't speak. So you can text him.
Laryngitis? What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. But I told him, I said, bro, you should just go to the doctor. Go to an ENT and get it checked out. So he'll be all right, though. We'll make it through the podcast without him.
Michael Dinner.
Okay, Michael Dinner.
What was that show?
Let's see. Michael Dinner.
Very famous
director,
show.
Screenwriter, directed Heaven Help Us, Offbeat, Wonder Years.
Wonder Years. That's it. Wonder Years.
Wonder Years was his big
great one. Show.
Right. A huge show.
Huge, huge, huge.
So you did that, and then where does like Midnight Clear and The Blob come into play?
Way after. That was, you know, after Heaven Help Us, it would have been Platoon.
You did The Blob after Platoon, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess by then you were like kind
Platoon
of like a
Platoon was like my third thing.
Movie,
yeah.
Right. So you did Platoon, and then
Platoon,
Midnight Clear?
Platoon, The Blob. I, you know, did a couple others in between, and then...
For people that don't know what The Blob
the
is...
The Doors and Midnight Clear were right around the same time.
The Blob was a remake of, like, a 50s movie, right?
Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen.
You filled in for McQueen.
I did, yeah. Steve McQueen. Yeah.
And it was a studio movie, too. It was a big movie at the time, right?
I don't know. It was kind of cheesy and campy. I felt like we did a pretty good remake. If you see the original one, it does...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Nothing from that era really holds up.
What is it? It's about a blob.
It's about a blob.
A giant blob.
And they've been talking about doing a third blob.
Right.
I just want a cameo. I don't want a lot. Is that too much to ask for?
Right. Would you? I mean, like, well, now it would be so CGI'd, but what was the blob? What was the blob substance when you did it?
Well, they had like a silk bag full of KY jelly and stuff like that.
Perfect for you.
A lot of CGI.
Right up your alley.
They borrowed my KY.
But they did a lot of CGI?
Yeah, there was still some early CGI
Right. Just like locked off shots of like the blob.
But they had like the slimy stuff and they'd whip. They did a lot of stuff where they would shoot it in reverse. So they would have the blob on your face and they would pull it off your face.
So it would go to the
And then they would show it and it looked like it attacked you.
And it looked like the blob got thrown onto your face.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It was cool.
Now it's all CGI. Yeah. All CGI. So you're getting ready to do Buddy Games. When's
Buddy
that?
Games 2.
July?
July 5th. I mean, pretty
what
soon,
day of
bro.
The week? Is July 4th on a Sunday this weekend?
I don't know. I'm going to be packing. So
you're going to be packing. You're heading out on the 5th.
That's my favorite holiday. I love the 4th
You
fourth
love
4th
of July. In Malibu. You're on the beach.
I'm going to be in New York. I want to be in Mamaroneck, New York. We do a big old, you know, firework display. I usually go into Chinatown.
You
$500
fireworks.
Oh yeah,
really?
I used to do it like crazy, but now you know the cops are giving me.
It's dangerous too. You gotta be careful.
Yeah. I'm a professional, bro.
I don't know about that.
Do you remember growing up in New York? It was like a war zone.
Totally.
The 4th of July.
Right.
It was like it sounded like. I hate to say it, but it was like Ukraine. It was.
It was people that did fireworks and didn't do. The
I
fireworks.
Did it. Blockbusters, M80s.
Yeah. No, I was always a little.
I did big birthday cakes and just.
I was always a little gun shy.
Yeah,
I was always a little gun shy about it because it kept.
I'm really lucky. I didn't blow my fingers off, though.
Right. Of course. I mean, I know a friend that had a horrible accident on 4th of July and lost half of his face. You know,
yeah.
So you got to be careful. If you don't know what you're doing.
New York,
who
New York growing up?
JPP.
For sure. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Pierre Paul.
Is that
Jason
how
Pierre Paul that, blew off three of his fingers?
He's still playing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Still wonder if he would have been a lot better than. I mean, if.
He's got a couple rings.
It's got to affect. He's still great.
Right, right. But it had to have affected him, obviously.
I mean, you can't grab, and that's such an important thing to do when you're an defensive player.
Right. Walk me through it, because I don't know enough about golf. I've obviously gotten into watching it a little bit. Explain
what's
going
on. The LIV Tour.
What's happening with the LIV Tour?
Also known as the Saudi Tour, some people call it the Saudi.
Okay, so is that what the hang-up is?
It's, they're offering outrageous money.
The Saudis are offering these people outrageous money to come play.
And it's not really it is like a tour. There's like 10 events, and they will compete with the PGA events. And what it does is it waters down both tours. So you're not really, I don't blame the players. The money is
money's amazing. Money. If you're talking, you know, $100 million, right? You're going to go play.
It's just kind of sad for the fans.
Right. Because it's going to split the competition. So is there going to be a world?
It will affect the PGA.
Yeah, where, because it's like, well, this isn't really the U.S. Open because Brooks Koepka.
Well, no. Whoever, the majors. Right? The majors will stay the majors. Yeah. Right. Thank God for that.
They're not going to penalize people for playing in LIV. They can still come play in the majors.
Well, when I say the majors, I know the USGA majors, like the...
Right. The Open, the...
I don't know about the Augusta. PGA Championship, but I think there'll be... I think that's a separate entity.
Right.
But it's going to be, you know, all these tour events and all the records that went with it. Dustin Johnson is... I mean, I don't know how many he won... And now he's not going to be in as many. So he could have gotten maybe 40 event wins. And now, I don't know. The stats get all askew.
Is the kickback because it's Saudi Arabia? Is there anything to do with that? Or that's not helping? That's not helping.
That is not helping.
Whatever the politics of it is.
We went to Saudi, so we can't really say anything. We went over there for that Comic-Con.
Right.
And... I can't blame the players. I really can't. I mean, the money's outrageous. Like, what was it?
Like, what was it? What's it?
$200 million.
Is that what the
$100 million for Phil? $150 million for Dustin Johnson. Who knows what Brooks Koepka? And it's all. He's going to probably get.
And
a
these
lot
are
too.
These are guaranteed. So like to make that kind of money in America, you'd have to go off the charts.
And then they can win on top of that. I don't know who's going to these events, but I'll tell you what. I did watch that first event, and it just didn't have the same feel as the PGA Tour for some reason. There weren't as many really good players.
Right.
So it's going to be easier for these guys to win as
well. They're making just a bunch of money. So they fly over there, do a couple events. I don't know, man. I mean, I get.
Well, it's not over there, too. It's going to be the next one's going to be, I think it's going to be, there's one in England. There's going to be a couple in North America.
Oh, so LIV is it's just a different thing. It just happens to be starting. And so it has to be Saudi Arabia backed is what it is.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's sad for the fans a little bit, but I don't know if it's sad. I don't know.
I mean, like Tiger.
I mean, there will be more events to go to, so I don't know.
Tiger would never do it.
Tiger would not do it. They offered Tiger crazy money, and he said no.
Really?
God knows what they offered him.
Right.
Rory McIlroy will not do it.
So there's a few guys that are going to plant there.
There are some guys who won't do it. I think Justin Thomas won't do it. I think there's a bunch of other guys that said no.
Even for all that
just
money.
Loyal. Yeah. They got a lot of money already anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, how much
sponsorships and
how much money does Dustin Johnson need? But I don't know, $125 million or whatever that is. It's just,
he's
crazy.
Pretty much loaded anyway. But for $150 million, I mean, that's crazy.
Talking about ridiculous amounts of money,
and he's still playing golf, so I get it.
So we've been approached a couple times, Dylan. You mentioned it.
Yeah.
We've heard a couple, you know.
Well, we get the weird thing is we got approached by different people.
Different people.
So one is a good buddy of mine.
Right.
And who has a company, a weed company, marijuana company.
Well, we share the office with Loon, who is a very, very good weed company. They want to do something too. I mean, would you, what's your thoughts on that? Would you, if there was like a victory or like, I don't know.
It's kind of like the LIV tour for me. I'm like, if the Saudis are paying that kind of money, I'm going to say,
It's like, what are they paying?
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in something like that.
But is it based on, you know, like sales? Like, do they expect you to go out and do?
I think it is. I think it's going to be a percentage.
Right. So you'd get a percentage of sales.
Yes. But how do you know?
How do you know? And then also, then you're out. That's the thing. It's like, do I really want to be? It's one thing to do an ad read. But it's like, we're not weed guys.
Well, if we're doing the ad reads, I think our percentage goes up a little bit, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I'm
we're not totally against weed,
dude. I love weed. By the way, before I go to sleep, I take a nighttime gummy to help me stay sleeping.
You and Doug.
I like it. No, Doug takes nighttime. Doug's isn't sleepy times. Doug's is just like. Melt into the couch.
Oh, okay.
Mine are like knockout.
There's sativa and what's the other one?
It's indica.
And one makes you sleep. Which one makes you sleep?
You want me to tell you where you're never
indica.
In the couch.
In the couch.
Somebody told me in the couch, and I go, oh yeah, that makes total sense.
In the couch.
I'll never forget it. It's sativa and indica.
So sativa will keep you up.
Yes.
So if you get on the golf course,
it's a little more social and it's whatever. But the point is, like,
to me, none of it's very social.
If you get the right amount, that's what I always say. That's the thing about weed. Like, you just don't know because it's what you, maybe if you didn't eat the right amount, it's just when you hit a sweet spot with weed, it's good.
Yeah,
and if not, it's
that's true.
It's weird. And you're like, you know, I don't know. A lot can go wrong.
The shrooms are good for that, too.
Chocolate mushrooms.
Yeah, the chocolate mushrooms.
I mean, are they legal in the U.S. now? They are, right?
No, they're not. I don't think they are, but they're going to be.
Well, I mean, listen, people make them. They get like candy bars.
They're not as, it's kind of like they decriminalize the whole thing. So right. You're not going to like do a bunch of time if you get caught with them.
If you got like a little chocolate mushroom candy bar in your car, you're not going to jail, right? You could have a loaded gun, but like, hey, we're taking you in for this.
I enjoyed some of those recently.
Really?
You know what? They're good for golf, too.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I could never do that.
Did we do some?
No. You
did it afterwards.
No, when we went to Chicago, and you were on the golf course, I was like,
yeah, the guy was like, here, have one.
Dylan's got an extra special bounce in a step. I saw you on another hole, and I was like,
when I first took him, I like bogeyed the hole. I was like, I should have done this.
And then once you locked in.
Birdie groove. I was all locked in. It was great.
Oh, that's so funny. Here's my thought. I don't know. It's like, all right, we're selling merch. It's, oh, by the way, now we're selling weed. I mean, would we be selling, we were selling weed.
Yeah.
We're not like weed guys is what I mean. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay, for example, if we're going to draw up our own brand of Irish crickets, right? Like that would make sense for you and I.
Yes.
Right? Makes sense.
Yes. That would be better for us.
But like weed, it's like, hey, I get it. Seth Rogen has his own weed.
Well, you know, I mean, the whole entourage thing.
Yeah.
It was very marijuana, you know, based.
A lot of stoners.
A lot of weed. A
lot of stoners. We smoked
back when it was illegal and it was kind of cool, you know?
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to look at you and I think like Irish crickets. I don't look at you and think like, what's up, bro? Let's go hit the one-y. I don't know. Right. I don't know. It would be a weird thing. I mean, it would be fun, you know, but I mean, if it pays,
I'm in.
Yeah. But I think the point that I think what they're going to be asking you to do is to like promote it. Right.
I'm cool with that too. I mean, in here.
Right. So you're right. If we're promoting it in here, right? But they're going to be like, oh, they're going to be posted on your social. And it's like, now we're selling weed.
I would do that too.
I guess if the price is right, like look, we're talking about the live tour.
I don't know if that could affect other things though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or, and it's like, you know,
it's not legal in every state.
And I just don't care. It's not that I just don't care enough. Right. It's like, you know, like, I'd rather do a red wine.
And I
red wine, a whiskey.
It's legal in every state,
whiskey,
bro.
Like, I don't know. There's something about it would feel a little weird for me.
I'll
like,
do it then, bro. I got
But like, listen, like, you know, live money talks, right? Live money talks. What do you
bring
got?
Bring the offer, bro.
Yeah. What's you should do that, bro. Find out like, hey, look, what does this entail for us?
I'll get my buddy in here.
What does this look like for us?
Yeah.
We could interview him. Oh, you know what I meant to tell you? I don't know. Dude, it's so crazy. I have my hand up, my finger on the pulse of like, what's going on? And I had the taint bit from last week. I literally got, when I tell you that I got 50 DMs from people going, come on, dude.
What do you mean?
Never heard.
Really?
Of taint, and I'm like,
you know, my manager didn't hear of it too. Lisa was like, I never heard taint.
Right. Okay. So it's not just stock tip Dave and I, but people were literally disappointed in me. Like, Connelly, how could you not? How could you?
People love that episode. That?
Yeah. We didn't talk about anything. Taint. We talked about the taint. I mean, it's crazy. I didn't know.
Taint your balls and it taint your ass.
But is that where? That's not where.
That's it. That's why
on.
They. That's
is that
why
the genesis
they use
of
that's
that.
That's where it came from, and. They didn't know how, so that's what they call it now. Now it's in the lot. I can't believe it's in the.
It's in the dictionary, right?
Yeah.
But what? Hey, Dave, I know you're sleeping back there, but is there a way to type in origin of taint?
No, that's it, Kev. I'm telling you,
that's what's going to come up on Google.
Yeah,
that is just so weird.
Want me to look it up?
Yeah, well, that's
go
why.
Ahead, go ahead. But I'm pretty
I asked
sure.
You. No. I didn't want you to look it up. I wanted you to pull up Google and look at
look at porn. Well, you're getting paid.
You know what Dave said to me? He's like, I work 60 hours a week. I said, Dave, you work 6 hours a week. 60 hours a week.
1 hour a day?
12 hours a day.
You say he only puts an hour in?
More than an hour, but he don't work 60 hours a week. 60 hours
a week. We were a few drinks under during that conversation.
Right. It was a few drinks. Make you exaggeration. A little exaggeration. What do you got, Dave? Anything?
It's originally Latin, became French and English. It's Middle English as a verb in the sense convict, proved guilty, partly from Old French taint. Based on Latin, it doesn't make sense. Latin.
Yeah, that's a different.
By the way, it's a terrible.
That's a different term.
It's a terrible producing. Terrible producing.
It's a different.
Kind of,
When you're talking about the taint, we're talking about it comes with it taint your balls.
Okay,
bro.
It says, how long has the word taint been around? It says 1950s from the contraction of it ain't in a humorous phrases.
See, wow. It ain't.
I can't believe that can actually be.
Taint your ass, so it taint your balls.
That's pretty wild.
Unlike listening to another ad, riding in an EasyGo golf cart is an experience that you'll want to keep going. From familiar roads to uncharted territory, it's about the moments in between. It's about having a getaway car that's not even a car. It's about passing the time with your passengers for as long as you like. It's a golf cart and so much more. To see the latest lineup, visit EasyGo.com. EasyGo. It's good to go.
Andy Cohen here, letting you in on the best-kept secret of cocktailing, Fresca Mixed. Classic Fresca taste, real spirits, zero sugar, and only 100 calories. Find the new Vodka Spritz variety pack or the Tequila Paloma near you at frescamix.com/buy.
Enjoy responsibly. Fresca is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company. Fresca trademark mixed 5% alcohol per volume vodka spritz vodka with natural flavors and artificial sweeteners. Tequila Paloma, tequila with natural flavor. All products per 12 fluid ounce average analysis, 100 calories, 0 grams protein, 0 grams fat. Carbs range from 1.3 to 1.6 grams.
All right, welcome back. Victory of the Podcast with Kevin Dillon minus Doug. Again, very, very, very weird.
No Doug.
Not to have Doug here.
So you know what? Since Doug's on here, another Irish
cream. Let's hear it. Oh, my God. That coming out of the break, that sounds amazing, too.
Yeah, he'd be giving me the stink eye right now.
He would, bro. He'd be counting.
He'd be like, you guys are drinking. You should be doing.
Yeah, no. There'd be a lot of muttering under his breath. He'd be worried about ramble on. Kev, I wanted to talk to you. You know, there's so much going on when it's the three of us. We never really get to do the deep dive. So tell me about the Doors. Right, and I joked around about the marching band, how you knew how to play the drums because you got cut from the football
team. I lied like crazy to Stone. I told him I was a great drummer. And I was okay. You know, I was decent, but...
Right, and how long after Platoon is this?
Oh, man.
It's a couple of years.
Platoon was 86. The Doors was like 90.
Oh, what? So a few years had passed. Haven't been to quite literally, well, not literally, but, you know, been to war with Oliver.
Yeah.
Is it like you go in for a meeting first, or did he read for that?
I think he just offered it to me.
Or like screen test?
It was a meeting. It was just like a meeting. He said, come on in.
Right. He knew you were the guy.
Yeah.
He didn't want to look you in the face and tell you.
Yeah, and he says, I got something for you. Can you play the drums? I was like, I'm great, bro. I'm so good.
Right, right. And then you get the job, and do you start immediately?
Yeah, I was like, I need a drum set. So they sent me a Ludwig set, beautiful Ludwig set. And they got me someone to help me learn some of the songs. I had to map out every one of these songs, man. It was tough.
Right. How many live performances were in that movie? Probably 8, 9 songs?
Yeah, there was about 9 songs.
Well, you had to learn.
And I had to map them out in my head. And some of them I actually had to play. They had triggers on the drums. They recorded Val singing and my drum.
Right.
So that they look perfect.
Right. So they're right on the beat.
Exactly.
So how long did that take you? A few months?
I did 2 months of training before we got out there, and then I just had to lock it down. By the time I finished that movie, I was a good drummer.
You knew how to play the drums.
Yeah. All my family plays. My brother Paul plays guitar.
Even musically. You just have a talented
Tim
family.
Plays the bass.
You have a talented family.
We like to jam out in the basement.
Would you jam out in the basement?
Oh,
you guys
yeah,
would?
Man. We still do occasionally. Well, you know, we could still dust off the old kit, fire up the amp, and start jamming.
But when they send that Ludwig to your house, you're like, all right.
It was great.
But you're
dude.
Like, I got to fucking lock in and do
yeah.
this, right?
And then after the movie, they're like, we need that kit back.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And I was like, sorry, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
I lost it in the fire.
I sent it back to the production. You might want to talk to them about it.
They would really call back and ask for the drums?
No, they asked for the drum set back, yeah.
I mean, are they super expensive or something?
Yeah, a Ludwig set with these, and then when you get these cymbals and all that.
Right, I think a full set, a couple grand?
Yeah, probably about 4 or 5 grand.
And you played, what was the guy's name again?
John Densmore. Great guy,
right.
Great guy.
And you got to meet him.
Yeah, I got to hang out with him a lot and talk to him and pick his mind. He was writing a book at the time about his experience.
His version of it, right?
And I got to write it before he even
oh, so you
published
read, you
the
read
book.
The book. So you read like a
so
manuscript.
I read it. They weren't even connected, the pages. I just flipped them.
Right.
And it was cool. I really got a taste of what he was going through right before I started filming.
And he
was great. And occasionally we'd get stuck on a drum, on what he was doing on the drums. And he would come in. So John would come in and be like, all right, let me hear it. He goes, oh, I'm on this tom and I'm playing here. And he would recreate what he did.
Was he on set for the numbers?
He was on set for some of it.
Right.
Robbie Krieger was there all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
But would it be like, right, that would be weird. Like,
yeah, he came in, like there's he's a jazz drummer. So he's really good at these really quiet little drum rolls. They
right.
go,
right.
And I can't get it down. I still can't do it.
Well,
I can do it a little bit, but
they
get it smooth, like.
He's the drummer for the Doors.
So he would come in and do like little things like that occasionally.
To help you out.
Yeah, and they would use him. So some of his drums, yeah,
are actually in it. And like did you guys and Val
just that? Really,
did you guys
just
ever
that,
perform
just
a full song as a band as the Doors?
Yeah, we did. Light My Fire. We did.
You
Light
did
My
Light
Fire.
Light My Fire.
Yeah,
and you played the drums like
when,
best way you
it's
could.
It's when we're coming up with the idea,
right?
Like, oh, I got this new Bossa Nova beat that I want to try, and yeah,
wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, it was really cool, and we used to do all the songs in front of big, we have huge audiences, like 5,000 people in the stands, extras.
Right. God, by the way, those days are over. You know how hard it is to get five?
Oh, man, that's half your budget, bro.
Right, right. Like, you guys actually shot at the Whiskey, right? They shut down Sunset Boulevard.
I mean, we shot bigger than that. I mean, we were, you know, packing in some stadiums and stuff.
Right.
And they would get bored on the set, you know, all those.
That's what they always
say. Robbie would come on, Robbie Krieger, and start jamming out.
Just to keep
Kevin, let's jam.
Just to keep them going.
Yeah.
Like between setups.
And the crowd would get into it. And then Kyle McLaughlin really played the keys.
Right. Oh, he really.
So the three
of
us.
So you guys did have a band.
The three of us would jam out.
Wow.
And we sounded great.
You did.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Was Val in character the whole time?
Yeah. He was. He would. Because
you're an actor's actor, so I know you're the kind of guy where it's like, yeah, Val's a character.
I don't usually go for that shit.
Right.
I don't.
Like,
but
something like that, maybe.
Yeah. But what he was doing was great. And, you know, we.
I mean, you were a member of the band.
Well, if
so
you think
nice
about Jim and John, they kind of did. They clashed a little bit. John didn't like how, you know, Jim was completely irresponsible. He'd get hammered. He'd show up late to big concerts and whatnot.
Right.
John didn't dig that. So they did clash a little
bit.
They
butted heads a little bit. But it always is that thing. It's like the guys that are working hard and like Morrison shows up blasted for
exactly.
40,000.
And the other guys are all pissed off. They've been sitting on the stage waiting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it was bad. It was kind of selfish behavior.
But Val was locked in, man. I mean, honestly,
Val
he
was
so good. Did he get nominated for
no,
that?
No, he got no nomination. He got totally robbed.
He got robbed.
It's
at
BS,
least
man.
Of a nomination. He
BS.
Got robbed.
He got totally robbed. By the way, he was great in Top Gun too.
Yeah, I have not seen
great
it. I know.
Top
I have
Gun
to
too.
Go see it because these spoilers. I
love the guy, man. He's right. Just great. And right. He was great to us on Entourage when he did
great to us on Entourage.
The Sherpa.
But was he so, I mean, just locked in to character, right? Like, was he?
Yeah. Well, he actually had the grips build like a tent for him.
So he could go sit.
Of this black stuff, like they call Duvetine.
Duvetine,
and
yeah.
They would kind of, just so he can keep everyone away, he could really focus on what he was doing.
Is it true that him and Oliver butted heads? I got to imagine they butted heads.
Yeah,
on
well,
one.
You know what? I think Oliver's, that's
his style.
I think he's going to butt heads a little bit with
right.
The leading actors
right.
Of his movie.
Right.
I think that's just the way he is a little bit.
That's just the way
but
it's got to be.
I like that. I'm cool with that.
Right.
You know, you got to, you know, it's kind of like we butted heads with Doug a little bit occasionally.
Yeah, I mean,
you know
I guess inevitably, I'm just wondering, like, with a role, I mean, even you too, all you guys, Kyle MacLachlan, like, something that's so, it's, you know, it's a serious biopic, bro. I mean, it's.
Well,
it's,
I remember one time Stone was like, I was tired, man. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were doing that Andy Warhol party for the Doors. And I guess my energy was a little low. And he was like, what are you doing? Don't do this. Don't get you. So Oliver Stone got on me a little bit about that.
Like that,
so.
Like that take.
But he had every right to, because I was like, it's my job to keep my energy up. And it's, you know, as an right. actor, you got to do it.
Right. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's like, you just got to be a little bit of a reminder, like, hey, fellas, let's keep it going.
Yeah,
right.
You got to make it happen. You can't be tired. You're not allowed to be tired.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. Well, people too, they'll say stuff like, oh, yo, actors, like, you're sleeping in your trailer. And it's like, yo, listen,
yeah.
Sometimes, you
but
know,
when they say action, you better be, you know,
I
you
would,
deliver.
I would always take a nap. We all would.
Oh, yeah.
I would take naps
still.
At lunch because we'd break
early
for lunch.
Call times. Too.
Early call times, we break for lunch, yeah. Right? And then after that, we still have essentially a whole another day.
Yeah.
So I would eat quick, and I would like to close my eyes for 30 minutes and press the reset button.
If you can.
Yeah, if you can get a little.
Especially the way you were partying back in the day, man.
You get a little snoozing, but yo, we all, remember
you
season one?
Show up all maced, looking like your eyes were all red.
Holy shit. Do you remember in season one where we didn't have trailers at that first house. They set up the guest house for us.
Yeah, and when you got the good room?
Pillows. No. At Kenny Griswold's house.
Oh, yeah.
The Entourage house. Remember? Cinema Paradiso. They had like a high-end screening room, and it was only for us.
We'd be all lounging,
and
taking a nap.
And we'd walk in, and just everybody, all four of us, would be literally passed out. Like, you wake up, like, where are we?
Because we had a couple too many Irish crickets the night before.
Irish crickets the night
before. There was some part, let's not lie. We hit it pretty hard in the early days of Entourage.
Certainly season one was big. But yeah.
Season one, season two.
Yeah, yeah.
Season three, season four.
I think it started to slow down by season.
It did for me.
Right, well.
Because I had a baby. And,
right,
know.
Right. I know for me, season three, we've talked about this, that was the one that that took the most out of me. That was the one that slowed me down.
Yeah.
I couldn't win the fight against the shooting schedule of the 20 episodes of season three.
Well, between, I would say Jerry was the mild-mannered reporter out of the
Jerry
group.
Was
he didn't hit it too hard.
Jerry was a mild, no, Jerry's not, Jerry was never that guy.
And then I would say probably it was you and Adrian, I think.
Adrian and I both, and don't.
Because you guys were hitting the club.
Right, and don't kid yourself. Piven was hitting. He just worked less days.
I don't think he parties like you, though. And Adrian doesn't either.
Oh, what are you, crazy?
Adrian doesn't drink that much.
Oh, yes, he does, bro. I've seen it.
I've seen it, too.
Adrian can get after it, and so can Piven.
By the way, I think Adrian's going to be proud of that. I got a Tesla. I hope he's driving an electric car by now.
Of course he's driving an electric car, right? Doug wants us to reach out to
Adrian. I miss that guy.
I know, me
I
too,
I miss
man.
That guy.
I do, too. Like, that's the other thing when we talk about it. Like, people say, like, what's the relationship? And it's like, truthfully, the real answer is that life gets in the way, right? So it's like, you and I do the podcast. We play golf. Jerry comes out. We play golf.
Yeah.
Something happens with sports. But at the end of the day, life gets in the way. Jerry lives in Ohio. Adrian lives in Austin. If I saw Adrian,
is he in Austin?
He lives in Austin.
He's not in Brooklyn anymore at all?
I mean, I think he's full-time. Wow. Maybe, I don't know if he still kept his place there, but I know he lives in Austin full-time. If I saw Adrian, I'd wrap my arms around him and give him a big hug.
Oh, yeah. It'd be good to see him.
Yeah, we had a good time. And by the way, we in Saudi Arabia.
That's the last time I saw him.
Me too. In Saudi Arabia. But we never missed a
fun.
Beat. Totally. Adrian is a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun to hang out with.
He is fun.
Doug is still pretty cryptic about what Adrian said on. He's like, we had a nice exchange. Well, what'd he say? It was nice. It was nice. So I don't know. So
but love between everyone on Entourage. 100%. It really is.
100%. And even with, you know, like people will say like, oh, about Piven, it's like, I'm not comparing Piven to fucking, you know, Val Kilmer's Jim Morrison.
Unlike listening to another ad, riding in an EasyGo golf cart is an experience that you'll want to keep going. From familiar roads to uncharted territory, it's about the moments in between. It's about having a getaway car that's not even a car. It's about passing the time with your passengers for as long as you like. It's a golf cart and so much more. To see the latest lineup, visit easygo.com. EasyGo. It's good to go.
Andy Cohen here, letting you in on the best-kept secret of cocktailing, Fresca Mixed. Classic Fresca taste, real spirits, zero sugar, and only 100 calories. Find the new Vodka Spritz variety pack or the Tequila Paloma near you at frescamix.com/buy.
Enjoy responsibly. Fresca is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company. Fresca trademark makes 5% alcohol per volume vodka spritz, vodka with natural flavors and artificial sweeteners. Tequila Paloma, tequila with natural flavor. All products per 12 fluid ounce average analysis, 100 calories, 0 grams protein, 0 grams fat. Carbs range from 1.3 to 1.6 grams.
But it's like, yo, at the end of the day, Piven always brought the fucking heat when the cameras are rolling. At the end of the day.
Yeah, he did.
That's all that really fucking matters. Did he have sometimes?
He
like,
delivered.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
I had a good time.
Yeah. I don't see how anybody could walk away from that experience and file it under anything but just a fucking awesome chapter
of our lives. It was the best. You know? By the way, I just want to tell you, my Mets are 45-25. What are the Yankees? You guys are just insane.
Do you think
this is crazy?
Could this be the year that the Yankees and the Mets meet?
Oh, my God. Very well. I mean, they've done it before, but.
Right, no, but
I got 50 wins already. Yeah. You got 45, you got 50 wins.
Yeah, but this could be the year where they're on a collision course. I don't know. But, dude, the Dodgers are
15-18, it's crazy.
The Dodgers are tough.
Atlanta's right there. Atlanta's on like a
Atlanta's
huge
good.
Winning streak.
They're the defending champs. Are you a baseball guy?
Yeah. Love it, man. I love it.
What do you think about these new stats that they have?
What new stats?
Well, they have these like new, now they have these new analytical stats. Like war. Do you know what a war?
No.
Like it's wins above replacement and it's some kind of algorithm.
I don't buy all that crap.
Right, but these analytics have gotten so crazy that people people fucking bank on it, man.
The stats I care about are batting average, on base percentage. I think it's a big one.
On base percentage
and strikeouts, walks. I want a guy who's walking a lot, not striking out a lot.
You just get on base.
Yeah.
You just got to get on base.
Guys who get on base. Yeah. On base percentage is big.
Right. You see this guy.
And runs batted in. Ribbies are important, by the way. The polar bear, Pete Alonso, I think he's leading the league.
I'm going to give you some Mets props. I like the way that dude goes about his business, bro.
I love him. Alonso, I love
right?
him.
He's kind of a mild-mannered reporter, right?
He is. The team loves him. He's just big,
absolute
and
fucking savage. He doesn't really much, right? He doesn't see him getting quoted in the media. He kind of lays low, right?
He's awesome.
I mean, yeah, this Aaron
Judge. Of course, home run derbies, two in a row, right?
Did he?
Yeah,
Aaron Judge, this guy, you saw what happened to him, right?
He's killing it. Yeah, they're both killing it.
And not only that, the Yankees offered him a massive contract and he turned it down.
No.
And now he's playing and he's going to be a free agent. And he's having a career.
He's playing for his contract.
I mean, listen, he's a big body. God forbid a guy like that was ever to get hurt, but he's just like, yo, I'm doing it.
And he's great in the field, too.
He's a good outfit. He's just a fucking beast.
I love him, too. Another mild-mannered reporter. Why wouldn't he sign with the Yanks, though?
Because he just felt like, Bryce Harper's making this and Mike Trout's making that.
He should get with Bryce.
Or whatever. He should be top market price. I don't know why they would lowball him, because now he's having a career year and now they're gonna have to just pay him. Mm-hmm. But it's the Yankees. I mean, who cares? Right? Yeah. I mean,
they got the money. Whatever. The Mets got the money.
They can't lose him. They gotta pay him.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. There's so much about the Yankees. The Mets have unlimited resources, bro, as do the Red Sox, and as do the Dodgers. I mean, come on, the Dodgers are fucking, it's crazy. But I like baseball.
I love baseball. Yeah, you know what? I love all sports. I loved hockey. I wanted my Rangers to go deeper, but yeah, I love it all, man. I love golf. Survive this.
Yeah, man. It's interesting. I mean, I've finally gotten into watching golf. I never watched golf.
It's fun to watch, man. The intensity just gets intense. I mean,
also makes you feel better.
The majors.
Makes you feel better about your game.
Will Zalatoris, that guy did really well. To miss by just that little at the end.
Can you imagine? Did you see the dude snap his club?
No.
I guess the guy snapped his club.
He pulled the old Johnny drama?
I think he snapped it over
his knee. Did he go over the knee?
I think he went over the knee and he launched it. Kev, honestly, how many clubs? Not slam clubs.
I've only broken putters.
Really?
Because I'm a terrible putter.
Right,
I'm better now.
I'm
up to a reverse grip and I'm putting much better.
You're putting with a reverse grip.
It's called the claw.
I know the claw. You're going claw?
I'm going claw.
Is this new?
No, I've actually played around with it. I used to putt with it all the time. I'm going back to it.
You're going back to the reverse.
And I swear to God, it makes those little ones so much easier. I think Rory McIlroy should do it. He misses short putts.
That's unbelievable.
That guy still wins so much, but if he could putt.
What do you think about the long stick putt?
Like that big thing. It didn't bother me when people were anchoring that. It's still hard as hell to do.
Right. You're still.
I've tried that.
It's weird.
If they wanted to do that, nobody with that long stroke was winning anyway.
Right.
With that big,
Right. I don't know. But you're going to play in a tournament in Mexico. Is it a real tournament? Meaning
I don't know. If you get, do you get to play your own ball, you're saying?
Or does he actually keep score? And listen, it's always fun.
It's going to be probably a team scramble, maybe a shamble, which everyone hits a drive and you play the best drive from in.
I told you I played in a real golf tournament, and Kev, you know how it goes. You're on the golf course. Dude, if I'm playing on my golf course, bro, if I want to give myself a tiny little bit of a lie.
I'm not out there
on camera.
If
I want to take two off the tee, but I was playing in this tournament and I was like, yo, this is going to be fun because we're playing by. Yeah,
it's a little different. It's intense.
Yeah, well, it changes. It makes you better, right? We're playing by the rules, and I was kind of pumped. And pretty early on, I saw the other guys kind of fucking off, and it kind of bummed me out.
What do you mean?
They were
picking them up.
Picking them up when they shouldn't pick them up. They're like giving. Bro, that was a two putt. I counted 12 putts. I don't know. taint your putter and it taint your driver.
It taint a gimme. That's for goddamn sure. Remember when we did that golf made me do it thing? We had to putt those.
But that's what I'm saying. That was
you
fun.
You and me had to make those putts.
Right. And it's like, I get it.
You're not going to give me a three footer.
99% of the time, take a second ball, take a second, hit it, like do whatever. It's like we're out here having fun. Yeah. But on the once in a while, you want to fucking do it for real.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys kind of bummed me out. I don't know.
I'll do that with my buddies too.
But at a tournament, we'll give it to you. But this was a tournament, like yeah, a paid
that
tournament.
Means
like,
gotta, well,
you gotta fucking you gotta drink. Come on or pretend. Like let's at least try till the turn. Let's like
dude,
know
I
that
did
we're
one
out.
In Vegas, Jeters. It oh, used Jeters, to be Jordan's.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, that's a big one. I've played in it a couple times.
And that's when I first started partying with Chris Chelios. I mean, we went out and we hit it hard and we had to golf the next day. And it was tough staring over a 3-foot putt, you know, when you're in Vegas and you've been partying the whole time. It was brutal.
Right. No, it's you know.
It was fun, but tough.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm back into golf.
Back? I didn't know you left.
I didn't play. Today was the first time I played in like,
really?
I don't know, a month.
Oh, wait till you check out my course. You're going to love it, dude.
I know.
You're going to love it.
It's just tough, man.
Hey, get out to New York and play Wingfoot.
18 is tough.
Wait till you play Wingfoot. You haven't played Wingfoot.
Wingfoot's hard.
Have you played it?
I haven't played Wingfoot, but I just know that Wingfoot's a legit.
U.S. Open course, man. Course, yeah. It's no joke.
We'll get out there. Okay, well, that's it. We'll get another couple in here, I think, before you go.
Maybe yeah. We'll do. And I'll be back on Monday. And I'll be ready for another one.
All right, we'll
hopefully
do one
Doug
on Monday.
Can speak by then.
Doug will be back. Dave's dying to say something. What's up, Dave?
I'll bring my trophy.
Dylan's got to do more victories in every state, every city, every country.
Thanks for the...
More victories?
like yelling victory.
Well, I got to do more of those. I get a lot of likes when I do the victory by the pyramid or by the...
Was that a big like? Big likes there?
Yeah, that did pretty well, but not as well as I posted up a little... footage of Wire Room, and I got a ton of likes on Wire Room.
Wire Room, that's the Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's coming soon.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hearing it's pretty damn good.
Really?
I saw pieces of it, and look, yeah, it's a seven, we shot the thing in 7 days.
It's just incomprehensible that you could shoot
it's
it in
crazy,
days.
Dude. It's wild, man. 25, almost 26 pages in a day. And it looks great.
Right.
That's what's crazy.
It's crazy. I don't know how it can be done. I certainly could never, ever, ever do that again. All right, that's it. Victory of the podcast.
All right.
Kevin Dillon, Irish Crickets. Color.
I am a nightmare walking. Unlike listening to another ad, riding in an EasyGo golf cart is an experience that you'll want to keep going. From familiar roads to uncharted territory, it's about the moments in between. It's about having a getaway car that's not even a car. It's about passing the time with your passengers for as long as you like. It's a golf cart and so much more. To see the latest lineup, visit easygo.com. EasyGo. It's good to go.
Andy Cohen here, letting you in on the best-kept secret of cocktailing, Fresca Mixed. Classic Fresca taste, real spirits, zero sugar, and only 100 calories. Find the new vodka spritz variety pack or the tequila paloma near you at frescamix.com/buy.
Enjoy responsibly. Fresca is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company. Fresca trademark makes 5% alcohol per volume vodka spritz vodka with natural flavors and artificial sweeteners. Tequila Paloma, tequila with natural flavor. All products per 12 fluid ounce average analysis, 100 calories, 0 grams protein, 0 grams fat. Carbs range from 1.3 to 1.6 grams.